What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday and whatever insanity is waiting for us. And we've got a lot to talk about today. And as usual, I'm going to talk about news until I run out of news, then we'll open the phone lines for your comments, questions, and observations. Well, I think the big news right now, most of the news is COVID-19 and the riots and the protests. But one that stood out here is apparently the U.S. has ordered the shutdown of the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas. And the Chinese foreign ministry condemned the move, promising retaliation if the decision is not reversed. Now, the abrupt demand to shut down the consulate is an unprecedented escalation of hostilities, and basically said it's a political provocation and a serious violation of international law. Well, it looks like the Chinese are getting ready to leave because apparently they've started burning large amounts of paperwork. And in fact, they were burning so much that the fire department responded. But apparently Trump ordered the consulate to close by this coming Friday, 2 days from now, under suspicion that American intellectual information was in danger. And I guess that's copying our products, students in the universities, so forth and so on. Not that we're not doing exactly the same thing to other countries as well, but again, there's that double standard. Okay if we do it, not okay if you do it. All righty. Now, let's see. A government insider, this is a story that's coming out of Investment Watch blog. Government insider confirms the existence of a secret operation Epstein used to blackmail U.S. politicians. Well, that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. Nobody's going to set up that kind of an operation with cameras everywhere without, you know, taking advantage of it. That's how Epstein got his power here. And apparently, there's a story that's come on out regarding Ghislaine Maxwell, where apparently she and Jeffrey Epstein were walked in on by an ex-employee, and Epstein and Maxwell were watching a video of Prince Andrew with a topless woman and basically said, "That's Randy Andy for you." So apparently that's the prince's new name now, Randy Andy. Now, this is a little bit more serious here. Declassified notes by Peter Strzok refute the Russian collusion claim in the 2017 New York Times report. Okay, and the New York Times report is receiving renewed scrutiny after notes from the former FBI official Peter Strzok were declassified. Well, let's see. We're going to stop right now, and we're going to have a little bit of a guest here. And Steve Elkins, of course, is another host here at RBN, and he calls into the show a lot. But he knows a lot about medicine and COVID-19. So, Steve, are you there?
I am here, Mike.
Well, thank you very much for spending time with us today. And, you know, I was talking with David, you know, about all of a sudden we're seeing pop up in places like Great Britain where they're saying that if you want the masks and the social distancing to go away, that you will take this vaccine. And of course, the British government has signed a contract for a whole bunch of vaccines before the safety tests are even completed. So it's beginning to look like it's just a giant sales campaign to get money out of the population.
I agree. Actually, I heard today that Pfizer has been given a multi-billion dollar contract also to come up with the vaccines. It's going to be interesting. There's at least four pharmaceuticals are out there who are scrambling right now to come up with the vaccine cure. Of course, we heard Donald Trump talk about that he wants an 80% effectiveness. I'm not sure where he grabbed that number from, but our regular yearly seasonal flu is nowhere near that. We're looking at right around 35 to maybe 42%. I don't think we've ever cracked 50%. I think 47% is the highest in effectiveness I've ever seen for the seasonal flu. So the idea that they could ramp up this thing at warp speed and get this vaccine out there and hit 80% is a pipe dream. It's never going to happen, especially since the vaccine is, the virus is replicating. It's changing, it's mutating. And we know it's mutated at least two or three times right now, which will make it impossible. Like I said, make it impossible to manufacture, create a vaccine that would target that virus, specific virus. They're going to be going around in circles, but they're going to sell this thing as it's the cure. And this agenda, this pandemic has many folds to it, not just one or two, like you and I agree on. There are many things in line for us in the future here if we don't stop this.
Absolutely. And, you know, a large part of it is social conditioning. And almost it's an attack on our identity with all these masks and everything. And what's really kind of funny is that CDC's Journal of Infectious Diseases, I think it is, last May put out an article saying these masks don't really work against viruses anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. You know, we've caught Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the head of the CDC, retracting and going back, doing a 360 here, initially going and saying that the mask would not stop the transmission of viruses, and he would not wear one. It's ridiculous. We don't do this. But now, for some reason, he's done a complete turnaround, and masks are necessary mandates. And we know the mandate is not a legal process. It has not gone through the legislative process to make this a law. These are you might say these are strong suggestions. We would like for you to wear the mask, but it's not actually a law. So hopefully Donald Trump will get that.
State government is starting to threaten to put people in jail if they're caught without a mask.
Yeah, you know, well, hopefully Donald Trump will get that executive order out here real soon saying that it is not mandatory. And the governors will have to respond to that and listen to that. But Mike, we got a problem here. We've had governors of different states. I came from California, and they're saying, well, they didn't obey federal law when it came down to immigration law. So why would they adhere to this executive order and listen to the executive order?
Well, that's what Trump gets for not enforcing immigration law. You know, the country is literally falling apart. You know, you have the states just going off in their own little direction. So is there anything new that you're hearing on the forefront of, you know, what's really going on with COVID-19? You said it has mutated about three times. I heard eight was the number I had.
Quite possible. I stopped at three. I heard three. It could have possibly. It's going to continue to replicate and change itself. Like I said, it's pointless, and nobody's talking about that. Of course, nobody in mainstream will talk about the mutation, which would make it impossible to actually make a vaccine for this virus. I theorize that when they started the second wave, we were warned about a second wave was coming, that was just time buying time to actually pad the numbers, because you know they don't really have the numbers. They really do not have the science and the numbers. They had to pad it, or the agenda, this plandemic, would have been exposed right in your face. So they told physicians and hospitals to kind of lax up a little bit, ease into it. You know, just if you think it might be a COVID death, go ahead and list it as a COVID death. Of course, there's a financial incentive there to list it as a COVID death, financial reason. I theorized that the hot spots, when they told us they were coming, and they actually theorized where they would come to, that there were some nurses who did some studies. They actually sent 10 different samples out, and they'd actually labeled the test tubes, but they were not a patient. They were just fictitious as a patient. They broke the seal, they pulled it out, the swab out, put it back in, sent it out, and they came back positive, which could only spell that the contaminated test kits were sent to the hotspots to ramp up those numbers in order to keep the fear alive and to keep the agenda alive with controlling the people. So I think these test kits sent to California, Texas, and Florida were contaminated test kits, which were going to come back positive. The nurses went to this extreme of doing this test to see if it was something that was doctored with the test kits. They said all these test kits were coming back positive. And after a while, they said, geez, this is just too unbelievable. How is it possible that every test we're sending out is coming back positive? Became a little suspicious. They did their own testing and came back. Non-samples sent out, no patients sent out, came back positive.
Well, I've heard that these tests are so unreliable, you probably get just as good results flipping a coin back and forth, but they're virtually useless. And yet they're out there. Trump is talking about how we're testing all these people and we're getting all these numbers, and they're meaningless. And it looks like it's a campaign to magnify the fear, you know, to sort of, you know, big bad flu virus.
Right. Well, I just had a procedure done at a hospital. It took me 5 weeks to get in there. I had some time off from RBN and from work because not only were they deciding, the government was deciding what was essential businesses that we could actually go to, they were actually in the hospitals deciding what was essential emergent in order to get in to be treated. So 5 weeks I suffered with terrible, terrible kidney stones. There's no way I could have ever passed these stones without the surgical intervention. But I had to wait, wait, wait. But it was interesting that I had a COVID-19 experience with a testing facility that was authorized by the hospital I went to have my intervention. And the hospital I went to, Mike, would not accept any testing other than their own facility, whether that be as it was a financial incentive or they realize there's some bad testing out there and they would not accept that. Only their own studies.
Well, you're feeling better now, though, right?
I am on the mends. I am within weeks away from getting back to work. I am back on the air again. Happy to be back. No pain. So things are going really well right now.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to add for our listeners to hear?
One thing, you know, I didn't talk about, and I haven't talked about in a while, we're talking about the ventilators.
Yes.
There were a lot of people not understanding ventilators, and I know them quite well. I work with them. That I do believe a lot of the ventilator deaths that we see here on COVID-19 were mismanaged ventilators. Let me talk about that just a sec. That there are certain pressures that we have. They're called peak pressures, positive and expiratory pressures, and tidal volumes. Very important. There's actually an equation we use when we place a person on a ventilator based on body size and what we think their tidal volume would be. And we actually back off a little bit so we don't maximize the ventilation of the lungs. You go too high and actually you blow a lung. A lot of times what we saw was barotrauma. We actually people were blowing out lungs because they put way too big a value in for the tidal volume. And so with blowing out a lung, now you got a serious problem here. You've already got an infection in your lungs, but now you've got a blown out lung that you have to put a chest tube in, reinflate the lung. And I tell you what, that time that you lose from having to put the chest tube in and your deoxygenation that's going on at that time, your tissues need oxygen. They need blood and they need rich oxygen, or you start having organ failure death. And a lot of these people were dying from what we call MSOF, multi-system organ failure, because they were not getting enriched blood to the organs. So I just wanted to make sure people understood that the ventilators themselves don't cause death. Everybody had this idea, you put them on a vent and that's death. No, it's actually a good thing. It buys you some time to heal those lungs when you have the infection. But if they're mismanaged, and you're going to have some serious problems.
So you're talking operator error.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, it was funny that nobody really challenged Cuomo in New York on his wanting the necessity to have 30,000 ventilators. I first saw that. And I laughed. I said, are you serious? You don't have 30,000 beds, ICU beds in an ICU, because you can't put a ventilator on just any general floor. You have special trained people to take care of that ventilator. Nurses, we do a pretty good job at managing them because we're allowed to, by the physician's order, but there's actually a respiratory therapist whose job is to manage it, take care of that. I take care of everything else pretty much. But 30,000 ventilators, where would you store 30,000 ventilators? I mean, a hospital has a storage room where you probably go in there and you'll probably see 10 of them maybe. But the idea that every hospital would have, I guess at that point, 30 hospitals, 1,000 ventilators in each hospital, it's ridiculous. Nobody called him out on it, and it turned out to go right in his face. It was a big faux pas for him, but nobody called him on it. 30,000 ventilators. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. No, I remember when he made that comment, and a lot of people were saying, that just doesn't sound right. That's a lot of ventilators. And again, one of the things I think that people are really picking up on is how this issue is being politicized as we head into the election. And it almost seems like the actual health and well-being of the American people is not a factor anymore.
Oh, this has been very politicized. This is all politics. I actually had an encounter in the store, and somebody said, you're not far back. And I said, you're protected. You're back about 8 feet. And they said, "That's no, you're not." So we had a little altercation there, and then somebody stood up for me. But, you know, this is I'm not going to play politics is what they said to me. I said, this is politics. You wearing the mask, being told to wear the mask, has been decided. It is politics. And there's some great videos right now on the RBN website. suggest the listeners who have not seen those videos, please watch those. Ben Swan, a couple of others. Mm-hmm. I think Laura Ingram from the Ingram Angle has one on there. Share those, watch them, share them with others. And if we educate ourselves, they won't be able to fool us.
Always education is the best way to keep from being fooled. But I think just the awareness that you are being fooled and being lied to goes a long way to dealing with that. And I look at what's going on today, and then I think back to like the 1950s, 1960s, at how incredibly naive the American people really were. They were very trusting of the government. And, you know, that made it easy for the government to, you know, pull various deceptions and such. Today, they're having a little bit more trouble doing it. And I think that's because people are becoming more and more cynical, more and more aware.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now, in the medical field now, there are a lot of medical people that are coming forward now. And the administrations are trying to come down and say, be silent. You know, they're trying to, there's a little bit of intimidation going there to keep your mouth shut and not speak your piece. But nurses and doctors are waking up. They've figured it out that this thing is a scam. And many are coming forward now. But there's a psychological component, not only on that they've controlled, they've brainwashed people into wearing the mask. And I've talked about this before, that if you have a healthy person and they put the mask on, they're actually holding, they're allowing the virus to stay in our environment that much longer. Because just today I got an email article saying that 95 NFL players have tested positive for the virus. Okay, so they're positive, but they're not showing signs and symptoms, which means their immune system is now taking over to recognize an antigen and producing antibodies. So at some point in time, these players will all have future immunity. Now, by wearing the mask, we are not going to get that immunity in the future because we are detaining ourselves from exposure to and activate that immune system. So the masks themselves, I mean, we've looked at the percentages, Mike. They're terrible. The bandana itself only gives you maybe 5%. This is ridiculous, and Fauci has been caught, like I said, reversing his decision of masks, saying no good, now saying you must have one. It's a lot of control, and people who've been brainwashed now to saying you must have the mask. I see people in cars driving by themselves wearing a mask, as if the air in their car might be contaminated. I saw a guy on a telephone pole the other day, 100 feet up in the air, he had the hard helmet on, and he was wearing a mask. Now, I don't know why. We've got to start thinking, start questioning things, asking questions. And things that don't pass the smell test, we need to say that doesn't pass the smell test. There's something rotten here. But a guy on a telephone pole 100 feet up is wearing a mask. That makes no sense to me. But he's got to question this, and we have to do a little pushback here, a hard pushback, Mike.
Yeah, we really do, and especially when even the CDC is admitting that the masks are of limited value. We have to understand. And again, the companies that make the masks, they're making money hand over fist. And likewise, the vaccine companies. So it's all being exploited to, you know, improve the bottom line at the expense of the American people.
Correct. Nailed it. Okay. You nailed it. Yep, that's it for me.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Steve. Thanks for spending time with us this morning, this afternoon, rather. And we're coming up here on a commercial break. We're going to get back to the news here. Anyway, as I mentioned, this New York Times report from 2017 about the collusion between Trump and the Russians, it's receiving renewed scrutiny after notes from former FBI official Peter Strzok were declassified, in which he basically says there is no collusion. There's no evidence of collusion whatsoever. Needless to say, ABC, CBS, and NBC are not mentioning this on their news broadcasts. The fact that the Strzok notes admit no Russian connection to the Trump campaign. The Russian connection was to the Hillary campaign. Anyway, we're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. We don't have any angels out there showering us with tens of thousands of dollars, which along with that comes instructions on what we can and cannot say. So we are dependent on our advertisers, and we're dependent on you, and we need you to keep supporting it. And a heartfelt thanks to those of you who have donated to Republic Broadcasting. So once again, the postal address, if you want to send check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, now following the death of George Floyd, Black Lives Matter really took off, and they had a lot of support, and everybody was out there saying, you know, yes, this is something that needs our help. But that was before all the rioting and so forth. And it's backflashed rather badly because the latest polls are showing that more white Americans now oppose Black Lives Matter than support it. So they have, with their violence and vandalism and destruction, actually undercut the support they had. And I think I made a comment to that effect that this was going to backfire. This is not how you build public support for a movement. Now, apparently, Pew Research just did a study and found out that only 1/6 of the protesters at Black Lives Matter events are actually black. And the rest are various other ethnic groups, including white. So this isn't really about principle and ideology. It's a fashion statement. It's fashionable to be out there protesting for Black Lives Matter. And that really makes a lot of sense, because I have a hard time seeing people who could go out there and support Black Lives Matter at the same time they're saying that all lives matter is somehow racist. It really doesn't make any sense. Now, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot lays down the law to Trump and vows under no circumstances will she allow him to send a Portland-style 150-strong federal force to what she calls terrorize the city. And she says the federal plan to surge FBI and DEA agents to help her city contend with local crime, not an undemocratic insertion of unidentified Homeland Security agents. Now, the Fraternal Order of Police President says that the Chicago mayor is running the Titanic into an iceberg intentionally. Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzara said Tuesday that Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is unprofessional, childish, and pathetic. Over in Portland, they're in what, day 55 of, I've lost count, but they're still out there basically looks like a war over there. Federal law enforcement agents were forced to retreat into the courthouse yesterday as dozens of rioters approached the building with makeshift shields. So they responded with tear gas and flashbangs. Federal agents in Portland, protesters in standoff as chaos envelops part of the city. Boy, I would not want to be in Portland right now. What really crossed the line for me was when the feds started picking people off the street, a Portland woman said, I don't want it in my city and I want them gone. Even after tear gas choked downtown Portland in the early hours of Tuesday, riots ribs kept the food coming. Antifa terrorists try and set fire to the federal courthouse in Portland. There's videos attached to that one. And apparently in the hour after midnight local time, federal law enforcement officers inside the building came out and extinguished the fire. The feds used tear gas and flashbang grenades to push the insurgents back. Interesting use of the word. So it's no longer protests. It's not even riots. It's an insurgency. Anyway, over in New York, the NYPD cops in riot gear clear out the 70 remaining Occupy City Hall protesters after they spend a month camping outside the graffitied federal building calling for police to be defunded. So a line of NYPD officers in riot gear cleared out the last of the Occupy City Hall protesters from their month-long encampment. Now, you're going to be hearing about police brutality, about the cops' new non-lethal tool. And this is kind of interesting. As you know, they have obviously guns. they have the tasers, which can be fatal if that jolt hits your heart at the right part of the beat cycle. But they've come up with something new. Rap Technologies has developed BolaWrap. This is a handheld gadget that fires a cord at a suspect from up to 25 feet away, taking them down by wrapping around the arms or legs to trip them up. This is basically the South American bolo with all the modern improvements. And basically, these are called remote handcuffs by the manufacturer. But at least it would prevent the use of deadly force. It's still going to be called police brutality. I mean, you know, people can get hurt when their arms and legs are wrapped up and they fall down on cement. All righty, let's talk about COVID-19, because certainly the corporate media... Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Welcome back to our show here. And before we get into the COVID-19 here, I'm looking at the video feed here. And of course, Trump had his press conference on combating violent crime. And this is going to turn out to be a rather interesting little situation, because the president wants to send federal law. He wants to surge federal law enforcement into places like Chicago. And under the Constitution, the state governors have to ask for that help. And this is going to put the governors in a very awkward position, because, you know, the vast majority of these states where all this violence is taking place are under Democratic control. And so if they refuse to allow the federal government to help and more of their people get killed, I mean, I think 23 people were shot in Chicago yesterday alone. That's going to turn the voters against them. You know, the voters want all of this violence to just quiet on down. And meanwhile, these governors, they just shrug and say, yeah, we're a violent city and it's all Trump's fault. So, 3-year-old girl shot in the head in Chicago. That should not be happening. All right, so that's the new hotspot. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. Because earlier today, that's all they were talking about on the TV. Trump, of course, has started his COVID-19 press conferences again here. Anyway, story coming out of Investment Watch blog, Connecticut Public Health Laboratory confirms nationwide coronavirus tests are flawed, creating a huge spike in false positives. That's been one of the things that has been confounding us all since the beginning of this so-called crisis. We don't have accurate information. We don't have numbers that we can rely on as being, you know, honest. So this public health laboratory in the state of Connecticut has determined that Wuhan coronavirus tests being administered all across the country are fundamentally flawed, which is part of the reason why the nation is now seeing a massive spike in supposed new infections. And they're basically saying the infections may not be real. And again, as Steve was pointing out, there's a financial incentive to blame everything on COVID-19. And it's rather interesting if you look at the numbers of mortality. As the numbers for COVID-19 go up, you see the numbers for things like seasonal flu go down. So it isn't a case of more people are dying. It's a case of they're being recategorized for political and economic reasons here. Now, Nancy Pelosi is on a rant again. And following his briefing on the China coronavirus, she came on out and said, clearly it is the Trump virus and that Trump's failure to act is the reason why this thing is so terrible. Well, it looks to me like Trump is acting. I haven't seen Nancy Pelosi do much of anything about this. Now, here's an interesting little story. Apparently, German scientists are planning to stage a concert for 4,000 participants to track how COVID-19 spreads and see if large indoor events can be held safely. They're going to have about 4,000 people. They're going to coat their hands in glowing sanitizer, and they're going to track the movement of the fans. And this is a team from Martin Luther University of Halle-Wittenberg are recruiting people for a coronavirus experiment at an indoor stadium in Leipzig with singer-songwriter Tim Bensko on August 22nd. So that would be kind of interesting. Scientists are now saying that the COVID-19 temperature checks are not reliable and might actually do more harm than good. Now, if you've gone to the doctor or the gym or maybe even to where you work, you've likely had your temperature taken. The reason we've all been told is that temperature checks are a good way to screen for COVID-19. The CDC has told businesses to check employees and doctors to check patients. But it turns out that if you have COVID-19 and you're asymptomatic, you're not going to be running a fever. And if somebody just came from the gym, their temperature is going to be elevated anyway. So again, they're doing something to make it look like they're doing something, but it's not necessarily working. Okay, this is more about that article that came out from the CDC. The journal is Emerging Infectious Diseases, Volume 26, Number 5, May of this year. Now, that journal is published by the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. And the title of the article it's a long one, Non-Pharmaceutical Measures for Pandemic Influenza in Non-Healthcare Settings, Personal Protective and Environmental Measures, basically saying that the face masks don't work. This is the CDC saying this, that the face masks don't work. We know that smoke gets through the masks, and smoke particles are 10 times the size of the virus particle. We know that drywall dust gets past them. I don't know. Who owns stock in the company that makes those face masks? Anyway, over in Great Britain, they're talking about, they're getting very overt about it. If you get the vaccine, you won't have to wear a mask and you won't have to socially distance. That's the deal. If you refuse the vaccine, you're going to wear a mask for the rest of your life. And the British government has just signed a deal for 90 million doses of coronavirus vaccine even before the safety testing has been completed. They just signed the check and said, let's go for it. Anyway, the re-increase of corona restrictions has really begun to take its toll on Main Street. We have got all kinds of problems. We're talking about that when we get to the economic section. All righty, the House of Representatives passed their version of the National Defense Authorization Act, including the provision to rename Confederate bases like Fort Hood or Fort Bragg, which are named for Confederate icons, and they have to be renamed under this bill. Now, Trump said he's going to veto this bill if it strips Confederate names from military bases. So we'll see what happens. We have to see what's going to happen with the Senate version of the bill. The Senate and the House don't always agree on things. The House passed a bill saying no money for nuclear testing. The Senate passed their version of the bill saying, yes, $10 million. Well, we'll see what's going to happen here. Now, this happened yesterday, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. Trump has signed a memorandum Tuesday aiming to exclude the illegal immigrant population from the 2020 census apportionment base used to determine how many House seats each state will have. I think that's a very good thing. Those illegal immigrants shouldn't be counted for congressional representation. They shouldn't be allowed to vote. They are not citizens. And yet the Democrats are dependent on getting them in to vote. That's why they're fighting voter ID. You're not allowed to ask if somebody's a citizen. Well, only citizens are allowed to vote in this country. It's right there in the founding documents of this country. People who sneak across the border are, by definition, criminals, and they're not allowed to vote. They're not allowed to be part of congressional representation. And yet the Democrats have been flooding this country with illegal immigrants trying to reshape the House of Representatives. Now, I hope that Trump is going to follow this up with an executive order or find some way to make this happen. But it's almost a joke. If it wasn't so serious, we'd be laughing about this. Now, Planned Parenthood is going to remove founder Margaret Sanger's name from the New York City clinic because she supported racist eugenics. Okay. And so Planned Parenthood of Greater New York is going to remove Sanger from its Manhattan clinic due to her harmful connections to the eugenics movement. Yeah, she was a big supporter of eugenics. Planned Parenthood and everything was originally about reducing the black population. And a lot of what there was a eugenics movement in the 1930s that provided the inspiration for the Nazis, for their race hygiene programs. Turning to the domestic politics here, newly declassified documents show that Christopher Steele's infamous dossier was written by one of his firm's own employees. So Steele did not even write the thing himself, he just presented it. So, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham has successfully unearthed new evidence proving that Christopher Steele's infamous Clinton-funded dossier was actually written by a non-Russian employee of Christopher Steele's firm. In the declassified FBI document, it was revealed that the primary source of Steele's election reporting was not, in fact, some current or former official from Russia, but rather a non-Russian contract employee hired on by Steele's own company. And now, of course, Christopher Steele is being sued by the Russian official that he named in his report there. Let's see. This document also lays bare the fact that Steele's so-called primary source provided him with second and third-hand information and rumor at best, which apparently this same source actually disagreed with how the information he procured to Steele was handled by Steele in the dossier. All righty. Yesterday we were talking about this lawsuit brought by Kathy, I think it's pronounced A-R-E-U. And she has filed a lawsuit against Tucker Carlson, and it's already falling apart because if you read the actual complaint, I mean, it's ridiculous. The lawsuit literally says because she had her microphone on and her earpiece in, she was literally tied to the chair and couldn't leave while Tucker Carlson put on his jacket. That's what she thinks was changing his clothes in front of her, putting on his jacket. So that's how the liberals try and silence the conservatives. They don't engage in a debate. They've got nothing to debate with. So hit them with a bogus sexual harassment lawsuit. I hope people are waking up and seeing this, seeing how it's being done. Anyway, Donald Trump is accusing the prosecutor who's charging the St. Louis couple with felonies for aiming guns at Black Lives Matter protesters of egregious abuse of power. And this came from White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. And here's where it gets kind of interesting. Apparently, if you remember, Mark McCloskey had an AR-15, which he pointed around, and that's what he's being charged with, felony flourishing. Okay. And she had a gun as well. It turns out her gun was unfireable. It was inoperable when confiscated by the police. When they took it in, they wrote a report, gun is inoperable. But apparently when it was transported to the St. Louis crime lab, it was stripped and put back together to fix it, to render it operable after a request from an assistant circuit attorney. That's evidence tampering. That's evidence tampering. Okay, Taiwanese Foreign Minister Joseph Wu warned today that Communist China was readying its military to overtake Taiwan, which is located approximately 100 miles to the east of China's shores. We all know war is coming. It's just a question of when here. Anyway, a story coming on out of IsraelPalestineNews.org. Israel's collective punishment of Palestinians illegal and affront to justice, UN expert. And that's true. Collective punishment is a war crime. Keep that in mind. A UN human rights expert has called on Israel to immediately stop all actions amounting to collective punishment of the Palestinian people, with millions of innocents harmed daily and nothing achieved but deeper tensions and an atmosphere conducive to further violence. It is an affront to justice and the rule of law to see such methods continue to be used in the 21st century. And the Palestinians collectively continue to be punished for the actions of a few. These practices entail serious violations against Palestinians, including the right to life, freedom of movement, health, adequate shelter, and an adequate standard of living. Now, maybe, the days of Israel's impunity may be coming to an end. The International Criminal Court inches closer towards opening a full investigation into Israel's war crimes in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Now, Israel mounted a diplomatic offensive. The U.S. hit the ICC with sanctions, and so far the court has not backed down. A pretrial chamber's determination on court jurisdiction in Palestine is expected soon. The ICC just adjourned for the summer holiday, will reconvene in mid-August, and the Israeli government doesn't anticipate the judges will rule in its favor. Now, this gets back to the comment I made about everyone wants a war, they know one's coming. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday that he hopes to build an international coalition to counter recent Chinese actions ranging from the global coronavirus to the country's involvement in the South China Sea. Well, Mike, there's a reason they call it the South China Sea. And I would urge you to go back and look at the Cairo Convention signed at the end of World War II, including signed by the United States of America. So, speaking from a press conference in London, Pompeo said that he and British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab discussed the Chinese Communist Party's recent moves to bully its neighbors, militarize features in the South China Sea, and instigate a deadly confrontation with India. Well, excuse me, who's got two carrier groups down there in the South China Sea right now? It's the United States. All right, let's talk about social media here. Twitter blacklists 7,000 QAnon accounts and limits 150,000 others. In a sweeping move across the platform, Twitter has banned 7,000 accounts related to the QAnon movement and limited another 150,000. NBC News reports that Twitter announced this week it had taken action across the platform to limit the reach of QAnon. And they said this is due to ongoing problems with harassment and the spread of misinformation on the platform. Twitter will stop recommending accounts and content related to QAnon and will be taking steps to limit the circulation of such content. Now, Wikipedia has discovered an undisclosed paid editing scheme. Apparently, there was a company, Wiki Professionals Incorporated, and apparently it was a paid editing scheme. You would hire this company to edit articles to make them more favorable to your particular point of view. So Wikipedia has banned the firm and mass deleted articles. And basically, this was reported by Breitbart, who, by the way, apparently can't be searched by it with Google anymore. Google is now ranking the truthfulness of websites on the coronavirus issue to determine ad eligibility. In other words, toe the line on coronavirus, urge people to wear masks and get the vaccines, or you will not be able to make ad revenues from Google. The websites that publish contradictory content about the Wuhan coronavirus in opposition to the official pandemic narrative are about to lose their eligibility for participating in Google's behemoth advertising empire. Starting on August 18th, Google will officially ban publishers from using its ad platform next to content that promotes conspiracy theories about COVID-19. Meaning unless they toe the government's version of events, they'll no longer qualify for Google ad revenue. Well, we've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about Google. And apparently Google excluded major conservative and alt-media outlets from its search results for hours, hiding hits for sites like Breitbart and Red State, even in searches for the outlets' names, only to mysteriously revert to normal later. Now, conservative sites were in a panic Tuesday morning, reporting they seem to have been blacklisted from Google. Articles and pages published by PJ Media, Daily Caller, The Blaze, and many other sites were absent even from searches for the publication name, replaced by links to Wikipedia and other sites talking about the outlet in question, usually negatively. Google insists this was just a glitch. However, there's a former engineer for Google says the glitch may have exposed a secret internal list which suppresses certain outlets. Google may have a secret blacklist of conservative news outlets, a former engineer claimed, which says he was exposed on Tuesday when certain websites briefly vanished from Google search results. So, good reason not to use Google. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines coming into hour number two, 800-313-9443. And we've already got a caller waiting, but I want to get into the economic news before the top of the hour. The federal eviction moratorium ends this Friday, putting more than 12.3 million households, or 30% of all renters nationwide, at risk of being kicked out of their homes. So I think something has to be done by that. They've really messed up this country here. Michael Pinto is out there saying, get ready for stagflation and a greater depression. The stocks are the most expensive ever. Investment Watch blog is out there saying China's oil buying spree may be coming to an end. And over in Great Britain, apparently, ministers believe Britain and the European Union will fail to sign a post-Brexit trade deal with just days left before Boris Johnson's July deadline. Okay, we're under a thunderstorm here, and we just had a nearby lightning strike. A third of New York's small businesses, 76,000, may never reopen after being forced to close during the lockdown as tourist hotspots like St. Patrick's Cathedral struggle without the 65 million tourists they rely on every single year. And more troubles for Boeing. Apparently, a Boeing 777 parked on the tarmac at a Chinese airport burst into flames in front of shocked passengers. Anyway. Now, George Stephanopoulos' wife says parents should watch porn with their kids because you can't stop them anyway. Well, if you can't stop them, well, then at least you're there to explain why it's all a fantasy. All right, we're going to start taking phone calls now. We're going to start with Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Yep, I hear you. So this vaccination that's being rushed through, what do you think some of the side effects could be?
Well, we don't know. I mean, there's four major companies each coming up with their own vaccine, and you know, all of these companies are indemnified against harm caused by their products. So, you know, it's a rush job. And, you know, we could be looking at Guillain-Barré syndrome. Anyway, Al, stay on the line. We got to take a break for station identification. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202 657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.